Dave and Darren.
And just like that, here we are, friends. Welcome to Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things.
Oh, back in our original time.
A Nacho Radio podcast. My name is Dave. This is my partner, Darren. I suspect maybe there's people listening live that haven't been able to listen live in a while. So to you, we say it's the holiday season. Merry Christmas. We can finally say Merry Christmas. We weren't allowed to say that the last couple of years, so...
I think we were.
Of course! I don't think so.
I mean, I don't say it, but you're allowed to say it.
Yeah, yeah. But you really... you must say it.
People have been offering up Merry Christmas to me, and I'm like, yeah, okay.
If that's what you're into.
If that's what... I mean, I'm not doing it even...
Merry Christmas! Float your boat.
I haven't been doing it consciously... But people will say, oh, Merry Christmas, as they're walking away. I'm like, all right.
Well, isn't that really?
Well, it is. They're not staring me in the face when they say it. They're walking away.
Right.
They're like, oh, so, okay, well, thanks, guys, right. And Merry Christmas. And I'm like, all right, okay, whatever. Whatever you're into.
If that's important to you, then I say...
The fact that Christmas... And I know this is a very bah humbug thing, but just think if we had this winter break, this winter holiday break that's coming up, and we didn't have Christmas to deal with.
Well, why would you have the break then?
Well, there is that. That's a bit of a sticking point. But what if it was just like a winter wonderland break that we all get at the end of the year?
A winter solstice kind of situation?
So as opposed to worrying about all...
Well, we used to have that.
Yes, all the stress of Christmas and the gift-giving and the shopping and the this and the, so that. And all of a sudden, it's just like, think about how much more time we would have with toboggans.
So your take is...
We could be at the lake, skating.
You'd enjoy the Christmas season more if it wasn't for all the Christmas that gets in the way of it. That's your take.
Yes. Apparently. I'm not saying we can't have it.
How much of your bah humbug attitude is attached to the fact that your birthday is so close to the Christ child's birthday? And everyone knows that that's not when he was born, so don't send that in. But my point is...
I don't know.
Do you feel like a little jealousy because he gets a lot more attention than you do?
That it gets stepped on?
Yeah. The whole world celebrates his birthday, and 4 days later, happy birthday to me,
I guess. Wouldn't that be fun? If we spent a little less time worrying about Christmas and we were just out...
I don't worry about Christmas, man. I love it. I love Christmas. There's no worrying for me.
If we were just, I don't know, walking around outside more, maybe?
I dig it, John. War is over if I want it. But this is the reality. Christmas is happening, and I love it.
Well, it's not that I'm not prepared for it. I'm completely prepared.
Well, you make it sound like it's a hassle, and you have to deal with all the stress.
Well, I don't have to deal with it probably as much as most people.
I'm going back on what I said a couple of podcasts ago, where we need to reach out to people that have anxiety over the holiday season, and I really need to recognize that if you're stressed out about it, then I'm here for you, man. Not everyone enjoys it on the insane level that I do, and I need to recognize that.
Right.
Remember we talked about people who have really deep anxiety about opening presents because they don't like to be the center of attention.
The look on their face.
Yeah, they just don't, they don't like being judged for how they react to presents, and that's a very real thing. And for a lot of people, millions and millions of people, the holiday season is a time to be bummed out, depressed. So,
I'm not depressed.
That's why I have fun with you. But... If the listeners are feeling a little down about things, I don't want them to feel like this isn't a safe place for them to hang out.
Yeah, I'm not depressed. I'm
you can't wait for it all to be over with.
And it's soon.
Yeah, as we're sitting here in the Capriotti Studios doing this show for you, we are just five days away.
Shortest day of the year tomorrow, right? So then we start in my day we called it turning the beat around.
Because you love to hear percussion?
Exactly. So our shortest day is tomorrow.
Turn it upside down!
And then we start climbing toward longer days.
I like that. Although, my wife was telling me, because I always tell her, you know, on the 22nd, I always say, well, the days are getting longer now. Because she's someone that really enjoys sunshine. The dark is not something that she enjoys this time of year.
Whereas my buddy Slaughter, who was here watching the show.
Yes, I remember.
His birthday... is the 21st, which is perfect for him.
He's a solstice baby. But he's not Sol Stash. Interesting.
He's not Sol Stash.
Interesting, your friends.
But
I can't keep any of them apart.
Has could care less about the sunshine. Mm-hmm. Could care less about any sort of daylight at all. Mm-hmm. It's just a big nuisance to him.
That's it.
He prefers the nighttime. Bring me the night.
The nighttime
is the right time.
Is the right time. Do you know that in Australia?
No, I don't.
Kids leave carrots for the reindeer for Santa. For you know Santa.
Uh huh.
They leave carrots for the reindeer, and they leave cold beer out for Santa Claus.
Well, I hope neither one goes to waste.
Well, I'm certain they don't. But isn't that a marvelous tradition?
Although beer probably never gets taken to, like, a soup kitchen.
No.
Do they ever cook with beer?
No, those folks don't need beer. They need nourishment. They need warm food.
Well, they're getting the carrots.
Yeah. No, but you understand when you leave cookies for Santa, those cookies don't go to homeless people. Like, someone's had to talk with you, right?
It's not the worst idea.
Well.
I'm just saying, I hope those carrots aren't going to waste.
Little kids in Australia leave cold beer out for Santa.
Is it Christmas already in Australia? No, they're not that far ahead of us.
It's actually Valentine's Day.
It's not that far ahead of us.
No. No, it's the solstice, though, down there.
In New Zealand?
I think so, right? How far ahead are they? Could be. Oh,
they're quite a ways ahead.
I don't understand the international dateline.
It's strange. A
couple of years ago, Samoa decided they wanted to change where they were relative to the international dateline. So they had to, like, give up a day. Like, there's a day that never happened because they moved to the other side of the international.
Day that never happened. I remember flying over the international dateline, and the big joke by the pilot was, well, if you enjoyed yesterday, you get to do it all over again.
So how often do... How often you think he tells that joke every
time? I've only flown across it once, but I have to assume every time.
Ladies and gentlemen, pick a little routine that I've worked out.
We're coming up on the international dateline, and if you enjoyed yesterday,
get a real kick out of today because here we go again. So that was when the flight home. Or the flight.
Yes, flight home.
Mm-hmm. When the clock struck midnight, as December 29th ended a couple of years ago in Samoa, they went right to New Year's Eve. There was no December 30th. Never happened. Because they readjusted in order to, because they do more trade with
Don't you have to move the whole line then?
Well.
Isn't it more than just giving up a day?
The line doesn't go straight
down. No, I know
it's
all over the place.
And the thing is, they do a lot more trade with Australia and New Zealand than they do the States.
Sure.
So they thought, well, it'll just make more sense for us to be at the same day.
Be on the same day
with
them.
We're doing a lot of our trade, yeah. Yeah, they wanted, originally they went to, they made the change so that they could do more trade with the United States.
What about the
kids? It is American Samoa, after all,
right? Now, what about the kids that were born that day?
Well, no one was born on December 30th because it never happened.
Oh, right. So you were born on the 31st.
Now, it would have been possible. I don't think this happened. But think of this. It could have been possible for twins to have been born on December 29th and New Year's Eve.
Right.
You know how that happens every once in a while. I don't think that happened.
A whole day
in that would be a bigger
them.
Story. Right. It's what my friend James Hetfield once told me. He said, David, that's the day that never comes. Yeah! Moline! And then he said Moline a bunch of times.
You don't know if he said it or not. You were
I have a recording of the concert. I've heard it many times. I've seen Metallica a bunch of times. I've slept in two of the shows.
Two of them?
Yeah. Well.
Two of them?
One was a long, long time ago, and it wasn't sleeping so much as my body shutting down.
I know. It was more of a, yeah.
The most recent one in Moline was Dave was tired from working hard. Hmm. But there was one in Chicago decades ago where Dave went night-night.
All the organs were.
Yeah, it was like, this is
taking a little siesta.
I passed out on my feet a couple of times. I didn't fall, though. Like, I caught myself before I went to the ground. But that's always a fun
That's a term thing. That they used to use in boxing.
What's that?
That he's out on his feet.
Oh, yeah. Just read this article that ESPN has brought back. They're trying to bring back boxing.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're scrambling over there. They don't know what the hell they're doing. They're losing hundreds of thousands of subscribers every month.
Their lead guy is stepping down.
The president had to shut it down for some sort of substance abuse issue.
But that's what he's saying.
Well, there has been some
I think everyone
rumor mongering that maybe yes. he's getting out ahead of a story that's about to yeah. drop.
I would rather be, yes, I'd rather have a drug problem than the fact that I'm a monster. Well, maybe isn't both possible?
Sure.
Of course it is.
Sure. You can be a creep and an addict.
Sure. Sometimes one leads to another.
I don't know, and vice versa, I'm sure. How about this? They leave coffee for Santa in Sweden.
Okay.
So he gets beer in Australia, but when he gets to Sweden, it's coffee.
Well, it's probably not a bad idea. I wonder if they're working in tandem. It's like, you know, he's having a party, but you now it's time to sober up.
Well, he's not technically driving the sleigh, right? Rudolph and the reindeer do that. He just sits in the sleigh and then gets out.
He has no guidance of the sleigh at all?
I don't know. How does that work?
Oh, I think he does. Sure he does.
He says, let's
go there now. They're doing all the deer power, but he's actually guiding them, right?
When Santa gets to Denmark, he eats a bowl of risengrød. Which is a rice pudding that I guess is waiting for
him. That sounds heavy.
This is my idea. I might have everything Santa has on Christmas Eve. Just make dishes from all around the world.
I can see you doing that.
Right? And then in Germany...
Does he still land that thing on the roof? He does, doesn't he?
He reads the personalized letters that kids leave out for the Christkind, which is what they call Santa Claus there. In France, the kids leave out carrots for the reindeer... And biscuits for Santa. Wouldn't mind having a little biscuit. You know what Santa wants? He wants a ball and a biscuit, and he's going to take his sweet little time about it.
Did you see the Huffington Post confirming what you've been saying for years?
Which is?
That the song Baby, It's Cold Outside, mm-hmm. as opposed to being some sort of playful playful Christmas tune, is actually a rape anthem.
Well, I mean, that's, I think, pretty self-evident, right?
Yeah, no one needed to point it out.
When the female,
you're not going anywhere.
When the female in that song asks, "Hey, what's in this drink?" I mean, come on, it's not an olive that's in the drink that she's wondering.
Oh, it
about.
Might be an olive, well, but it also might be that's not a pimento in the olive.
The olive and the pudding and the biscuit. He gets a mince pie. Kids leave out mince pie for him in the United Kingdom. And in Ireland, they leave out a pint of Guinness. So, more beer for Santa. Let's see. In Chile, they leave him something called Pan de Pascua for what they call Old Man Christmas. It's a spongy rice cake flavored with rum and filled with dried fruits or nuts. So, basically a
fruit
cake with rum in it. And then, yeah, here in the States, he just gets milk and cookies. Although... I'm thinking maybe. I'm not, I don't want to give too much away, but I think Santa might be getting some sort of beer this year.
Now, you won't be getting up super early on Christmas Day, right? I'm guessing Owen sleeps in.
Yeah, he's never been.
He's never been like, I got to get Christmas up at 4 a.m.
No, that's never happened.
Yeah.
No.
We'll get to it when we get to
I
this.
Get up at 4 a.m. waiting for him to go running down the stairs screaming like a maniac. But that has yet to happen. And so I was like, I guess that happened. What's for breakfast first, though? Let's have some pancakes.
Don't you think we should eat first? Get a little something in us?
Didn't you want to see what Santa brought you? We'll get to it. This thing is now, because I'm haranguing him, you need to write a letter to Santa so he knows what you want. And we have this issue every year. And the issue is, I say, write a letter. And his thing is, well, I don't want to ruin the surprise. I want to be surprised with what I get. If I tell him what I get, then where's the magic in that?
That's not bad.
Right, right.
Although I wonder how many kids ever ask for, like, Fruit of the Month Club. They would like stuff to show up. I like this so much, but couldn't I get this on some sort of auto-renew?
A couple of years ago, he put a letter together, and he said all he wanted was underwear.
Well,
and the thing is, the kid didn't need underwear. He just thought it was hilarious that Santa Claus was going to waste his time reading the word underwear and having to say it out loud.
I remember that.
Some kids bring
up
the point.
He wanted a picture of Santa's butt, too.
That was the other thing he wanted a couple years ago. He wanted a picture of Santa's butt, which was a long time ago.
Which was easy enough to provide.
No, he didn't get that year. That's, inappropriate.
That's just a lot of clip art is all that is.
Now, we haven't had this argument yet. But a lot of kids are pointing out, if Santa Claus sees when you are sleeping, he knows when you're awake, he knows if you've been bad or good, be good for goodness sake. The argument a lot of children are making this year is, if Santa sees everything I do and knows everything about me, why do I have to write down a letter? Shouldn't he know all of this stuff?
Well, especially if it's a surprise. He knows I want Fruit of the Month Club.
Fruit of the Month Club
might be. Look at these! White grapefruits!
You know what?
I'm not even sure I'll be able to get through all these.
I might do Fruit of the Month. Just be like, maybe you should have wrote that letter.
You got fruit? That's not a bad gift.
No, it would be well received, too.
Oh, look, mangoes.
Well, I'm not sure I'm going to get through all of these. Maybe some of the neighbors would like some of these.
Does anyone want to help me with any of this? And I've developed this canker sore. Oh, it burns. It burns good, though. It burns real good.
My goodness. Dragon fruit? Some people call it white papaya, but I call it dragon fruit.
I'll tell you what I'm not getting for Christmas, and that's scurvy.
Consider yourself zing.
Zing of the day.
Zing of the day brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company, 3537 Archer Drive in East Moline.
Korean melon? Well, this is the best Christmas ever.
How many kiwis are in this package? Oh my goodness. These seeds get stuck up in my... I'm going to need to floss.
Here's an interesting point. So if he knows who's naughty or nice, does that mean Santa knew the other reindeer were picking on Rudolph and did nothing about it? I don't think that he...
has insight to the reindeer.
Yeah.
Just the children.
His powers are only for children.
Children. Yeah,
I think that... because at some point...
Because he can't watch adults.
Well, the reindeer are adults, but also they're his employees. And there's a certain, I think, reasonable expectation of privacy when you're working for someone. That's why there aren't cameras in the bathroom where you work.
Right.
Well, I hope.
Right.
I hope that's the case.
Right. Yeah, that wouldn't be the best.
Little Buddy says, Dave, spot on James Hetfield. Well, thank you.
Mm.
Thank you. You know what? I never took a lesson.
What are they working on?
Metallica?
Yeah.
Well, they dropped a record last year. It was really good.
What was it called?
Oh, gosh. Hardwired to Self-Destruct?
Okay.
Or was that the name of the single? Oh, I should know this. I really enjoyed the record, but it came out last year, right? That didn't come out...
Any follow-up to Saint Anger?
No.
No?
Well, yeah, I mean, Death Magnetic was the follow-up to Saint Anger.
But I mean like a...
I should know this. Was it called Hardwired? Yeah, Hardwired to Self-Destruct. That was the name of the album. I was right.
Okay. And that was last year.
I've got to learn to stop doubting myself.
I do.
That came out in the... last end of 2016. Solid record, I thought. I got five things to chat about. You want to
do that? The Dave and Taryn Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by the Orpheum Theater in Galesburg. Still time to take in some Christmas cheer at the Orpheum this Friday and Saturday, December 22nd and 23rd. A Christmas Carol. It's a live radio play, and tickets are just $10. Movies are coming soon to the Orpheum Theater. This would be a good one. I don't know if you've heard of this one. This is happening on Saturday, January 27th. It's called All the Queen's Horses. Do you know what that is?
No, I have not. I've heard of All the King's Horses.
This is all called All the Queen's Horses. Uh-huh. It's the Rita Crunwell documentary.
Nice.
If it could happen.
Hail Crunwell.
That's if it can fantastic. Happen in Dixon, Illinois, it can happen anywhere. So that's happening on Saturday, January 27th. If you're a hopeless romantic on Valentine's Day, they're going to be showing Sleepless in Seattle. And then on Friday, March the 30th, Loving Vincent. It's the world's first fully painted feature film. And also coming to the Orpheum Theater, magician Bill Blagg, comedian Henry Cho. Also, Peter Pan Jr. and more. Tickets are available at galesburgorpheum.org, by phone at 309-342-2299, or at the Orpheum Theater box office. The Orpheum Theater serves wine and beer, including Iron Spike Brews, and the Orpheum Theater is also available for private events, including weddings, and, even though I have written down here, weedings. Weddings.
Well, if you want to help them around the parking lot when things start to spring up, that's totally allowed. The Orpheum's not opposed to that.
Do you guys mind helping with some of the weeds?
Let's not use any Roundup. Let's use a little elbow grease around here.
Including weddings and movie rentals, the Orpheum Theater. Lean forward, engage, and be entertained.
Got a couple quick texts before we get to number one. 563 texting in, I'm with Darren on this Christmas thing.
Okay, then you know, let's just go tobogganing and we won't say the C word.
Wouldn't that be fun?
When's the last time you went tobogganing?
I just don't know if I should anymore because I just, the speed that I might pick up.
It's a thrill. It is a thrill.
It might be too much speed.
I think this is the year I take the family out tubing.
I'm not sure I can survive the tumble.
Well.
Could I?
Well, like where I used to tobogganing.
And those people at Snowstar, they are hurting.
Well, it's not best. It's not the best. We ain't got no snow, no.
Would you want to have to rely on snow in the Quad Cities anymore?
I think that's why they've decided to be open year-round. I think that's why they've gone through this kerfuffle to be open year-round and kind of be open for, like, weddings and class reunions and that sort of
thing. Yeah, I wouldn't want to rely on that.
I've been out there and talked to those folks a couple of times, and, they put a bunch of snow out there.
Oh, I get it.
And it's not cheap, making all that snow.
No, they would prefer it done naturally,
I'm sure. They really, really would, yeah. I don't know.
What about the snow removal guys?
They're not happy either.
Well, what are you doing? No. Look at all this salt I got.
Well, I mean,
what am I going to do? Sell this to the margarita people?
It's not the same thing. No.
This is a different type of. What kind of margarita is this?
That's an idea.
It's the.
What if you were a snowplow / margarita delivery guy?
Buy a margarita out of the side of my truck, and I'm going to go plow.
Senior Plow is here.
Senior Plow is here.
I will plow your lot, and you get a nice little margarita while I do it.
Delicious.
Well, tell me people wouldn't go crazy for that.
The babies would go crazy.
Oh, babies go crazy. Here's one. Hey, guys. I was listening to some old episodes and just got done.
Did send a card off to Larry, by the way.
Larry making an appearance around Christmas time. You got 13 days left. Don't let us all down. 13 days, because I consider New Year's around Christmas time. That's from the 309. You said you think you have something figured out there.
I've reached out to him. I have also, I've paid him off is what I've done, essentially.
Here's the one from the 309, the 10cc license plate.
Yes.
That you mentioned a few episodes back. That is a guy who is a big fan of the group.
Cool.
He works for the Dispatch Argus.
Nice.
Yeah, so he is
now
a fan.
Now, he's reaching out or someone else is saying
I think
that?
It's a friend of... of the guy who...
Well, there you go.
I think it's a friend of the guy who has the 10cc personalized license plate.
Mystery solved.
Yeah. We all got answers. Number one.
Number one. One.
One.
One.
Number one.
Well, I was sure.
I wonder if he feels violated that I took a picture of his car.
Well, I know you're not supposed to do that.
Oh, you're not?
Like, when I took the picture of the Chester Bennington truck, I blurred out the license plate. It's like a...
Well, I can't blur out the license plate.
Yeah, you can.
How can I blur out the license plate? That's the whole thing.
Just go, trust me. Underneath this, it says 10cc.
Oh, come on. What is this?
Bum, bum.
Oh,
bum,
no.
Bum, 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 bum. And another one gone.
Now, is
and
that
another
an
one gone. Another one bites the dust. Hey, he's going to get you too. Another one bites
now,
the dust.
I'm busting your balls. Okay, you're fine.
Okay, is that the... I was going to say, is that the advent of the cell phone? Or is that something like back in the day when you had a Polaroid camera, you couldn't take a picture of someone's license plate?
I just think it's like
it seems like an invasion of privacy to me, and I still did it.
Well, but when you have a personalized plate, you're asking for attention.
That's different, isn't it?
Right. If you were to post a picture of some rando's license plate and say, "Hey, everybody, let's find this guy,"
that's different,
right?
As opposed to because now you've turned yourself into it's a public. It's almost like a public vehicle.
Exactly.
By doing that,
a vanity plate is saying, "Hey, look at me."
Yes.
No, I'm just busting your chops.
That's okay.
We lost Heather North, dead at the age of 71. And if the name Heather North doesn't mean anything to you, I don't know that it necessarily should. She was, from 1970 until about 2003, she was the original voice of Daphne on the Scooby-Doo cartoon series.
Hmm.
The voice of Daphne, Heather North, dead at the age of 71.
I'm Daphne.
She was Daphne from 1970 until 1985, and then in 2000 and 2003. So I guess, you know, they've had different people take over the roles. But yeah, she was on Gidget. She was on The Monkees. She's in The Barefoot Executive. She was Kurt Russell's girlfriend in that one.
Huh.
Yeah.
We'll have to look that up.
Yeah, she's
Did she look like Daphne?
I mean, I'm looking at a picture of her from the 60s. Doesn't have the red hair.
Well, that's what I mean.
Very often, cartoons are voiced by people who don't look like the cartoon.
I'm just asking if it happened that she did.
No. Very, very...
attractive, but not...
Attractive, but not... I'm not getting a Daphne vibe. Daphne? Yeah. Yeah.
I suppose that's allowed.
Yeah, so she is the second Scooby-Doo...
because what's-ma-call-it?
Casey Kasem is dead.
He didn't look like...
He didn't look like Shaggy.
At all.
Not even.
Which was probably... I wonder if he did that on purpose. I wonder if he did that in such a way for...
So he could have some privacy?
Yeah.
Number two. I'm excited about this, and I don't know why I am. The New York Islanders have announced... They're going back to Long Island.
Yes, that's where they belong.
Yes. They've been playing in Brooklyn for the last couple of years.
Brooklyn?
And they've decided... They're going to make an announcement later on today. This was stupid. We need to go back to Long Island. Because that's where your fan base is.
Exactly.
What are you doing? People are not leaving Long Island to go to Brooklyn to watch hockey. So, yeah, they're going to make an announcement.
See, now, when we're imaginary New Yorkers, mm-hmm. the Islanders are my team. You're a Rangers fan.
I would be a Rangers fan, yes.
I'm an Islanders fan.
Yes, it all...
Always have been.
Well, in imaginary New York.
In an imaginary New York kind of way.
Where we both live there, yes.
We should mention that the Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport, home of the Quad City's very best cheesesteak and other delicious sandwiches as well, including the Cran Slam Club, homemade turkey, cranberry sauce, ham, lettuce, mayo on your choice of sliced white or wheat bread. Tell me that's not delicious. Tell me that wouldn't take care of you. And you can get it at one heck of a deal. Mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one. Don't forget, Capriati's gift cards are the perfect gift. Everybody loves Capriati's. And right now, if you buy Capriati's gift cards, $25 of them, you get $5 back in Caps cash. So take advantage of that at Capriati's Sandwich Shop on 53rd Street in Davenport and 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids.
Number three on your top five things today.
Three.
So NBC brought back Will and Grace, and I guess it's been pretty successful for them.
Doing okay?
Yeah, yeah. They brought it back, and I guess people are watching it.
Now, that Matt Lauer was on an episode of Will and Grace, the live one. Will they be doing that again?
I don't think Matt Lauer is going to be involved in anything anytime soon.
Hmm.
It just seems every day gets worse and worse for Matt Lauer. Although what he needs to do is issue an apology with maybe a cinnamon roll recipe, and then everything's fine. We had to take down at work. We had to take down the poster of the Chew with Mario Batali.
Oh, I suppose you did.
We had to.
I suppose you did.
I put a Post-it note over his face as I was passing it every time.
Were
I went
you the first
restroom.
One to do it?
I was like, I don't want to see this creep's face. And then the next thing I knew,
I wasn't a big fan of it to begin with.
Yeah, gold Crocs and socks is no longer on the show, and the poster, the frame poster, has been removed from the walls at WQAD.
Didn't you just put a different poster in it?
That's what they're going to do, but they're working on it. There's a lot of shows. A lot of posters.
That the show is still on, right?
The Chew is still on, yes.
Okay, all right. So really, he didn't cost those people their jobs.
It does really well, too. Yeah, that's a good show. I mean, I know it's not for you, but it does pretty well. The Chew.
Well, I just don't think I would have... I guess I could try to turn it on. What time is it on?
It's on at noon to 1.
Ooh, okay.
Well, for the holidays, I think you might, when you're home, you might enjoy watching it.
Maybe.
You're drinking a Keystone over the kitchen sink. Maybe with the sound down.
Happy holiday.
Doesn't that sound like a little bit?
I don't have a TV in the kitchen anymore.
No, what happened?
Just got moved. Never.
Was it your doing?
Never, or
did Rhonda decide we're not having TV in the kitchen anymore?
I don't remember. It's been so long. I don't know what happened.
Did it go out?
No, it didn't go out, I don't think.
Well, now NBC is thinking about bringing back another one of their TV shows. Can you guess which TV show NBC wants to bring back?
Roseanne. That was ABC.
And that's happening in...
And that's happening soon.
That's happening in February, I believe.
And everyone's coming back. Even the two...
Johnny Galecki, who's on the number one sitcom in America, is coming back.
Is he really?
Yeah.
He's going to do two shows.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Yeah, why not?
What's it called? It's dead.
I'll tell you what. You take the work. Who's dead?
The one husband. Right?
John Goodman?
No, not John Goodman.
He died on the show.
He's not dead. No, the younger guy. The guy that was married to the two girls.
I'm going to be honest with you. I've never watched 2 minutes of Roseanne. I don't know.
It was a number one show in America.
Yeah, and lots of things are number one, and I don't watch them or care.
Okay, who was the one that they had two girls? What's her name? Becky.
Right.
Becky's husband's
now,
dead.
I think both actresses are playing Becky again.
I know it.
I think it's going to be Sarah Chalk and original Becky. I think they're just going to do the joke where she walks into a room and walks out of a room.
It'll be just always this, all the time doing that.
Right, right. And everyone's just cool with it.
Wearing the same clothes?
I think so.
That would make sense.
How did they do that before?
Well, they didn't do that before.
Didn't they do it on like the...
They might have done it on one show.
Didn't they do it on an episode?
They did it on a episode.
Where they went back and forth and yeah. Something like that? NBC announcing they're going to bring back The Office.
Okay.
Steve Carell will have nothing to do with it. You know what's going to be weird about this Roseanne? I'll go ahead and make the prediction right now. This Laurie Metcalf?
Yes.
They're going to be rolling out Roseanne at the same time she wins an Academy Award.
She's going to win for that Lady Bird?
Yes. Done.
Good for her.
Done. I'm also going to tell you Gary Oldman wins.
As Winston Churchill?
Yes. And that's going to be an interesting trivia note because John Lithgow just won an Emmy playing Winston Churchill. Two different actors are going to win major acting awards for playing the same character, Winston Churchill. I'm telling you this in December of 2017.
What was on TV for Winston Churchill?
The Crown is on Netflix.
Okay. No,
John Lithgow plays Winston Churchill. Does a pretty damn good job. Well, I mean, obviously, they gave a man an Emmy Award.
Sure.
But John Lithgow's
they gave him an Emmy Award, or you're just predicting he's going to win.
No, he's already won.
He already won.
He already won. Yeah. And I would have told you he was going to win that one. I'm telling you this...
It's Winston Churchill mania.
People can't get enough of Winston Churchill. Laurie Metcalf, Gary Oldham, winners of Academy Awards.
Okay.
I told you
and
that.
What's the movie of the year?
That I don't have a
grasp on that
yet. I haven't seen all of them.
Last Jedi?
I don't think The Last Jedi is going to be up for Best Picture.
It's that bad.
It's not bad. I need to see it again.
Are you going today?
It's possible.
Nice.
Do you want? It's possible.
Yeah. Okay. Good.
I need to see it again.
Alone this time, maybe.
It's not about being alone. It's just a lot happens.
Everyone just stop distracting.
And I need to watch it in a way where I'm not
overwhelmed.
Yeah. It's.
So are you going to this time? Did you pick it apart last time? And this time you're just going to let it cascade over you? Or did you let it cascade over you last time?
I did not allow any cascadement.
So you were picking it apart like you're listening to every word on an album.
I was paying...
too much attention.
That's the best analogy. It's like I was listening to every lyric going, what does that mean? What is this about?
Yeah.
Right.
So you weren't able to just kind of...
No.
Let it... the waves crash up on the shore.
And I think that this is a movie that is designed to be seen more than once.
Oh, isn't that convenient?
Well, it's genius. The capitalist in me loves the idea of a blockbuster movie that is designed to be taken in more than one time.
I understand that Carrie Fisher's dog is in the movie.
Yes. Spoiler alert.
Intentionally?
You think he might have just wandered onto the set?
Well, it's possible if he was there. Who's looking after him now?
The Carrie Fisher stuff, we'll talk about that when it's a safe time to talk about that. Everyone hasn't seen it. Which is next year. Yeah, about the time it comes out on DVD is when I'll feel comfortable talking about what goes on in the movie. March.
Oh, brother.
We'll be fine. They're looking now for a new actor to be the general manager there at Dunder Mifflin, and they want to bring back a bunch of the old cast. The Office is a show that I loved for the first, 4 or 5 seasons.
See, now I never saw the last ones. They're probably pretty good, too, though.
I couldn't tell you.
I think they probably are.
I just got to a point where I said, and I think a lot of people were with me on this, enough with this Office already.
Yeah.
Like, you can love something and grow tired of it.
It's getting a little too incestual.
Right, right. Oh, is Jim mugging for the camera again? Oh, is Dwight doing something silly? Like, enough.
Yeah.
I came home the other day from work. Hand to God. Came home the other day from work.
Wrong hand.
Hand to God. Right hand to God. First in command. Here's my testimony.
Don't try to hand to God. And it's like, that doesn't count for a damn thing. You might as well have your fingers crossed.
No, because I came home and this was going on, and I'm like, what the hell? I come home, the wife and the boy are sitting at the kitchen watching TV.
Aren't they supposed to be at school?
No, I came home from work. This is 5:30 at night.
Oh, okay, I thought middle of the day. No. I had it middle of the day.
No. I came home from work. They're already home. They're getting ready. Sure. They're getting ready for dinner.
Yeah.
And the both of them, and they're like, they're so into the TV show that I don't even get a "Hey, Dad" or a "Welcome Home."
Right.
They're watching "Welcome Back, Kotter" reruns.
And they left you out?
I was like, "What?"
I'm the one who's.
I've been waiting my whole life for this, and it was one where. It was one of the post Barbarino episodes where there was like the slimy Southern guy in the vest.
What are they watching those for?
It was on. She said, "I go." What
oh, the-? It was just on. They I didn't put the it in a DVD.
No, it was on antenna TV.
We've decided to watch Welcome Back, Carter without John Travolta.
Well, that's what was on. So I put it together. I was watching Johnny on antenna TV the night before.
Oh, and it came on.
Having a nightcap.
Well, you know what? I bet.
And it was Johnny talking to Jack Parr for the whole hour.
Oh, boy.
Oh, it was wonderful. It was from 1987. It was a wonderful episode.
Jack Parr was alive in 87?
Yeah. It had wonderful stories to tell. So then I turned the TV off on antenna TV.
Yeah.
She must have turned it on while there she was.
And he had to be intrigued because they were teenagers. Now, they're not really teenagers. They were people in their late 20s at the time. But they're trying to pass themselves off as teenagers. And Owen is fascinated with teenagers.
Ron Palillo had a little bit of a camel toe going on.
What?
Yeah, it was weird looking at his junk in those 70s jeans.
Do you think he had an operation?
No. It was very... I guess it's called a moose knuckle if you're a guy. What is it? What's the male equivalent? Listeners, help me out. What's the male equivalent of camel toe? When you can see the junk in the tight jeans. What is that called? Is it moose knuckle? Or is that also
moose knuckle?
Yeah. Or is that also a term for camel toe?
I believe it's called the shaft.
Well, I'm just talking about shaft. These Carson reruns, have you been watching these?
Not a lot.
Because they do a great job.
I've seen them.
It's always like I was watching it on December 17th, so it was December 17th, 1987. So Johnny's talking about Ed Christmas is coming and at one point, he was reading letters.
I bought you a bag of Alpo.
He was reading letters to Santa, and he's like, a lot of these kids are asking for, what is this, Ed? A Nintendo? Is that a game of some sort? And Ed's like, yes! It was great! I could watch that. Carson, every now, is appointment television in my house.
Nintendo, yeah, that's what it means. It's a
Nintendo. A lot of kids asking for this, Ed, and I don't know. What is that, Ed? Is that a game of some sort? Yes! Game!
Game people play!
Anyway, if you're excited about The Office coming back, it's coming back.
Number four.
Boy, the show is flying by, and we're only getting to number four here.
No, I gotta get moving here.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
thank you, everyone, for confirming that Moose Knuckle is
that's what it is.
What I'm talking about. Thank you.
That sounds like a bar treat. Can I get another basket of Moose Knuckles?
If you're chewing on a Moose Knuckle at a bar, you're in a bar in a part of town that
because a moose knuckle is really actually still attached, right?
Well, I don't know that moose have knuckles.
No, I'm talking about what it refers to.
Yeah, right. I think because
you could have Rocky Mountain oysters; those are no longer attached.
Yes, I see what you're saying. Yes. Number four, a woman in Tennessee is 26 years old, and she has given birth to a baby from a frozen embryo.
Seems natural.
The thing is, the embryo was frozen
for 25 years.
The embryo was 24 years old.
Uh-huh.
The mom is 26. The embryo was 24.
The baby is brand new, though.
The baby's new, but the embryo has been frozen. 26-year-old woman in Tennessee has given birth to a baby girl. The embryo that resulted in the birth was frozen 24 years ago.
I was frozen for 24 years.
That means mom and the baby. They're calling her the, what do they call her, the snow baby? I think they have like some sort of name for the baby, like it's, you know.
What's the name in Frozen? What's her name going to be? It's got to be. That's what's the name? What's the character's name in Frozen?
Elsa.
There you go.
Yeah, no, the baby's name is Emma, so they didn't call her Elsa. An anonymous couple had the embryo frozen back in 1992.
We'll call him Ice Cube. I wonder if that's what happened with that.
No. They're saying that this baby is a sweet miracle. The dad has cystic fibrosis, so it was impossible for this couple to conceive. So they got this donated embryo, and now this embryo that was
cryopreserved.
Well, the dad wouldn't be providing the embryo.
No, but you can't make an embryo without the dad's contribution.
That's true.
Right? At least, I don't think so. This is something that's known as embryo adoption. So what they do is, they, you know, when somebody kind of has an embryo and then... Is it like lost and found? If you don't claim it after a number of years, they give it away to someone who can use it? I don't know. I don't know how that works. But the embryo is only 18 months older, or the mom is rather 18 months older than the embryo. What a time to be alive.
Five.
Number five.
Finally, number five, Sean Diddy Combs would like to buy the Carolina Panthers.
I've heard that.
And he says, number one, hires Colin Kaepernick to be the quarterback. That's true. That's
then
number
what
one.
Do you do? What do you do with Cam Newton? Wasn't he MVP a year ago?
That's a good point.
So he's out on the street?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Don't you already have a starting? Don't you already have a starting quarterback?
Kind a of superstar quarterback?
Well, kind of sewed up. Yeah, mm-hmm, one that mm-hmm. does already pretty well.
Well, maybe he'd be the backup. I don't know.
Cam Newton's going to be the backup.
Maybe Kaepernick would be the backup. He says he would let... Okay, Diddy says he would let Kaepernick and Cam Newton compete for the starting position.
Open competition.
I bet that's fun for Cam Newton.
I'm guessing Cam doesn't believe this is going to happen.
You know what? Well, but a lot of people throw this off as nonsense.
Oh, yeah,
Sean Diddy is a super wealthy person.
Oh, I understand he is, but he'd have to get other people to probably help out.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not to say he couldn't find him.
Well, he's looking to be
because what is
majority.
The, because
he says there are no majority African-American NFL owners.
What's the Panthers going to go for? What are they worth, like a billion and a half?
Well, this is an interesting question because I don't know that they're worth a billion and
they're
a half.
Not
is,
worth,
that, is that what they're saying?
I don't know. Are they worth a billion?
My guess is...
A million?
They're not worth as much as they were a year ago or even 2 years ago. If you're looking at the realities of what's going on in the NFL.
Maybe.
It might be a relative buyer's market.
A good time to buy?
See what I'm saying? I don't know that people with that kind of money are going to invest it in the NFL. You know what I'm saying?
It's still going to be pricey.
According to the New York Daily News... The Panthers' team worth is $120 million more than the net value of Puff Daddy. So he would have to give every dime he's ever made, plus find another $120 million to get to the price tag of the Carolina.
Well, that's why he'll
Panthers.
he'll just get some other investors.
Sure,
he would just be the majority.
My
investor.
Guess is he knows a couple of people who can throw a couple of bucks around to help him buy the Carolina Panthers.
Maybe Sting could help out. He's helped out in the past.
Maybe get James Hetfield involved.
Was that the top five things?
That was it.
It's brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company, 3537 Archer Drive in East Moline, just north of United Township High School. Gourmet hot, iced, and frozen beverages, as well as whole bean coffee and loose leaf tea. Biscotti breakfast cookies, all natural oatmeal, muffins, and more. Fall into a spiced chai latte or a pumpkin latte. Gift cards and chocolate-covered espresso beans make great stocking stuffers. East Moline Coffee Company, join their loyalty rewards and check them out at eastmocoffee.com. Of course, the podcast also brought to you by our fine patrons on Podbean, as well as everyone who shops Amazon.com by using the link at nachoradio.com. The podcast is originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio. Turn your favorite Capriati sandwich into a combo with a chip and a medium drink. Soups are available, including turkey chili, tomato bisque, clam chowder, chicken noodle, and chicken tortilla. When you're there, get the gift cards. Get $25 in Capriati gift cards, and you get $5 back in Caps Cash. And, of course, mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
I'll tell you the new thing I'm obsessed with. I don't know how many of you are aware of this. But they just had a thing where 680,000 people were doing it, so it's kind of a big deal.
How many?
680,000 people were playing this game. It's an app. It's on twice a day. It's a streaming live trivia app where the host asks you trivia questions. You answer correctly. If you get all 15 right,
mm-hmm.
you win cash.
It's not bad.
And it's free to play.
What time of day is that on?
I think here in the central time zone, it's 2 p.m. and 8 p.m. The app that you should download and play if you're interested in playing along, it's called HQ Trivia. This guy, he calls himself Trap Trebek, a.k.a. Quiz Daddy. And he asks,
and this
you
is
these,
his money?
I don't know where the money's coming from, but every game so far, it's $1,500.
You win $1,500?
Well, so what happens more often than not
it rolls over?
No. So at the end, like, you'll start with 600,000 people. By the time you get to the 15th question, there might only be 120 people left.
Right.
So they'll split the money.
Oh, okay.
So maybe you win $100 for answering 15 questions correctly. It's all multiple choice, and it's all three options.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Have you done it?
I've done it a couple of times.
Have you won it?
I love it. I haven't gotten farther than question five so far, but I've only done it a couple of
times.
That
doesn't sound like the top 85th percentile.
Some of the questions are really, really hard.
Yeah, but they're multiple choice.
Yes. No, I agree with you, Darren. Try the game, and when you do, use promo code Nacho Radio.
Really?
Yes. Use promo code Nacho Radio when you sign up to do HQ Trivia.
I love it.
It's something you're going to want to do today. You can play in the afternoon and then again at night. Use promo code Nacho Radio.
All right.
And enjoy it. It's really a lot. The guy is hilarious. The host's name is Scott Rogowski. He's very, very funny.
Okay.
He's got a mile-a-minute delivery. And
where is this all based out of?
New York City.
New York City.
New York City? Yeah, and
does he have a live audience?
It's a lot of fun. Well, a live streaming audience.
No. But I mean, are there people there in, or does he just do it like just, in his bathroom?
It could be in his bathroom.
Okay.
Yeah. Sometimes there's guest hosts. It's supremely satisfying when you get a little further into the questions.
Sure.
And it's like, all right, we just lost 300,000 people.
It's like it's the survivor pool.
It's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
H, the letter H, Q, the letter Q, trivia. Free to play,
HQ
free to
trivia.
Download, free to play, free to download. The whole thing is live.
The next big thing for 2018.
People are going nuts for it.
Babies go crazy.
It just launched 4 months ago.
Okay.
And yeah, check that out. Use promo code Nacho Radio.
I got you.
You'll enjoy the hell out of it. How about this? A Chick-fil-A was open on a Sunday.
They opened it, or like a grand opening?
Well, here's what happened. The power went out at the airport in Atlanta.
Oh, right.
So the Chick-fil-A people were like, let's open up and then give away all the food.
Because it's going to go bad anyway.
Well, there's that. Major power outage crippled the Hartsfield-Jackson Airport. Is that still the busiest airport in America?
I think is it the world?
Hmm.
It's certainly America.
It's the busiest in America, I'm certain of it. I don't know about the world. I'm guessing the busiest airport in the world would be somewhere in Asia. I know O'Hare used to be the world in the country, and then they lost to Atlanta.
Atlanta.
The busiest airport in the world, Darren, is in fact Hartsfield-Jackson, Atlanta International Airport.
Yeah, it is.
Beijing Capital International Airport is number two, followed by Dubai International Airport, and O'Hare is at number four. And then number five is London's Heathrow.
Sure.
So, yeah, the busiest airport in America and the world has major power outages. So they decided, well, why don't we open on a Sunday and hand out sandwiches to people? My pleasure. My pleasure. It's my pleasure. There you go.
It's my pleasure to serve you. I am a robot.
My pleasure. My pleasure. Yeah, they opened up on Sunday to feed the people that were stuck at the airport.
Every one of us clones.
Yeah.
Every one of us.
Normally not open on Sunday, but they sprang into action, these people. So I say fair play to you, Chick-fil-A. I might...
Chicken of the cave.
That's not... It's just chicken. They're not serving bats. That's how rumors get started, Darren.
Ugly rumors.
Rock singer has been injecting himself.
Rumor has it.
But injecting himself with snake venom for the last 25 years.
Who's doing that?
Oh, some rock singer.
Slash? No, not Slash.
It's James Hetfield.
Snake, because he was in Snake Pit.
That was his band, yes. The Slash of Snake Pit. No, this rock singer, who you've never heard of him because this is happening over in Copenhagen, I guess. Steve Ludwin. For the last 25 years, has been self-administering weekly injections of venom from some of the world's most venomous snakes. He says he does it because it, quote, keeps him young. Deadly, toxic snake venom.
Johnny Paul says that you get a good singing voice from eating burnt food.
Who's Johnny Paul?
From Andy Griffith. Opie's friend.
I was listening to an interview with Johnny Mathis the other day. And, you know, he kind of sings out of the side of his mouth. Because he was poor and he, like, lost a bunch of teeth. And so, like, when he was learning how to sing, like, he didn't have teeth in that side of his mouth.
Wow.
Yeah. So it just goes to show you a little perspective. Losing your teeth because you're poor sucks in the moment. But if you don't sing that way, nobody wants to listen to your music, Johnny Mathis.
Eating burnt food is supposed to give you a good singing voice.
Is that right? This guy would originally use extremely low doses, and then he would just build up a tolerance. He has given himself injections for more than 35 of the world's most deadly snakes.
Isn't that expensive?
He says these injections have boosted his immune system and keep him young. Now, scientists say there is absolutely zero evidence
that
injecting yourself with deadly cobra venom and copper mouth and all of it...
That can't be easy to get your hands on.
You wouldn't think, but he says, hey, yeah, that's what I do. Keeps me young. 25 years I've been doing it. The thing is, this is actually a service to mankind. Because scientists now have a unique opportunity, they say.
They could use him. They can study him.
Antibodies. Your body creates antibodies. His immune system. Basically, there's not a snake in the world that can kill this dummy
right now. Probably. Yeah. No, I would imagine that some of these researchers are willing to give him top dollar to be a subject. And he's probably thinking to himself, this stupid exercise of mine is finally going to pay off.
You know?
It all was these years.
25 years of being a dummy. And I'm going to make bank.
I didn't have two nickels to rub together for 25 years because I was spending every last dime on this deadly snake venom. And finally, my band has really gone nowhere. This is finally going to pay off. Look at me.
I imagine this guy's band, all of his songs are about getting bit by snakes. Thank you for coming out to the concert here in Copenhagen.
This is Love Bites.
This next song is called Snake Bite.
Bite of the Snake.
This guy really sings a lot about getting bit by snakes.
Once bitten, twice.
He's not doing covers.
Sometimes he does covers.
Well, because he has to. I mean, they're not there yet.
I'm not doing all original music.
They're saying now that studying this guy's blood and getting all the antibodies can develop new anti-venoms to treat snake bites. Yeah. This knucklehead may be saving thousands of lives with this stupid hobby.
If we research you.
Yeah.
We need to research you.
Well, he's thrilled to be...
Well, yeah, finally you get a steady paycheck.
A British surgeon's in a little bit of trouble.
I wonder if Johnny Paycheck ever considered naming his kid Steady.
Let me ask you this. You ever eat turtle meat?
What'd you just say? Ultimate
Sing! I love the idea of the kid being named Steady.
What?
I'm Johnny Paycheck.
And he's a steady paycheck.
I figure it's what everyone needs.
You're going to make it in this world. You're a steady paycheck.
Now, when you have... Was that his legal name, Johnny Paycheck?
That I don't know.
It sure seems like that would be a...
Stage name?
A stage name.
Yeah.
Well, it says here he was born Donald Eugene Lytle.
Okay.
Also known as Donnie Young. So, yeah, that's not his real name. But a lot of times these famous people will change their name legally to what their fake name is.
And then their family, his name goes with that name, too.
Exactly. So...
He could be Steady Paycheck.
We don't know. Let's assume that he would have done that.
Right.
And then Steady Paycheck would have grown up to get a job working for the Postal Service. So Johnny could just make the joke that his son, Steady Paycheck, is in the mail. would have been marvelous. Why wouldn't you? But yeah, that happens. I mean, like, Danny Thomas wasn't born Danny Thomas, but Marlo Thomas, that's her real name.
Okay. Okay, is it?
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
Yeah. Right? I'm pretty sure. Marlo Thomas's name is Yeah, she was born Margaret Julia Thomas. How old do you think that Marlo Thomas is?
My guess would be that she's got to be somewhere around 75.
She just turned 80.
80?
Yeah. Yeah. I wonder if she's getting injected with snake venom, because she looks great for 80.
I spoke to her one time.
Marlo Thomas?
Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah.
What'd she have to say about herself?
Don't remember.
Hmm. British surgeon's in trouble. Apparently, he was branding his initials on all the livers he was doing work on. And they kind of frowned upon you.
Doing what?
So he was a surgeon. And
these are livers that people are still using?
He would carve his initials.
What? For what?
He would burn his initials into human livers during organ transplants.
Oh, well, that's awful.
He's pled guilty to doing this for two patients. They're calling it an assault because, you know, you're branding your name on someone. You can't do that.
No.
Yeah.
Inside job.
He would seal bleeding blood vessels with an electric beam, and then he would mark his initials on the organ. So what we have here, Darren, is litter graffiti, or liver graffiti. You graffitied my liver.
But he had
your, he signed your name on my liver, my new liver that I got.
Hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, he resigned, but still he's in a bit of trouble because you can't be writing your name on people's livers.
No,
that's not the best idea. Finally, Darren, we have this story. The UPS, very busy this time of year.
Sure,
I think they would tell you too busy because you know everyone's getting their Christmas presents from the UPS
from Santa Claus.
Canadian man is in trouble because his family's inheritance got lost. UPS, United Parcel Service, lost track of the $846,000. It was a bank draft from a Canadian bank. And they send it. It's all the money in the world that he has. Family inheritance, $846,000.
Yeah.
It's a bank draft sent via UPS from the Canada Trust to this guy.
Yeah. Would you like to insure that?
They lost the money. And he says, never in my wildest imagination did I think something like this would happen. UPS, for their part, again, they lost $846,000. For their part, they have tried to do right by this guy. They have issued an apology and offered to refund the $32 to pay the mailing costs. So,
that's big of them.
The delivery company not commenting on this. The United Parcel Service, again, lost a Canadian family's inheritance of $846,000. They still, by the way, the bank is saying, hey, we sent the money, so yeah. Too bad.
What are you going to do?
There you go. Those are your top five things.
And the podcast has originated from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport, 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Enjoy one of Capriati's specialty party trays for your holiday party or build your own by choosing a combination of cold subs. Having a get-together, let Capriati's do all the work, whether it's a picnic, a birthday party, a tailgate party, graduation, office meeting, or corporate event. Capriati's is sure to be a hit. Capriati's makes extraordinary party trays and big box lunches with subs and salads and more. Sandwiches, soups and salads, cold and hot subs and cap specials, including the Bobby, turkey, cranberry sauce, homemade stuffing and mayo, voted the greatest sandwich in America. Mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one. And when you're buying those gift cards, remember this, get $25 in Capriati's gift cards and you get $5 back in cap cash at Capriati's.
The next show will be live on, you want to do Thursday or Friday?
We'll do Friday at 8:30.
We can do 8:30 if we do it on Friday as well. So that
there
works
we
for me. That works
we'll be
for
back
you.
At that time.
All right. There you go. That's it. Everyone, thanks so much for listening. Until we get a chance to do it for you again, hang loose, kooks.
And you stay classy, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, represent. This is for the Quad Cities record spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked. Rock out, come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.
Hasta la vista, suckers. Ha, 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 ha.